The exploit window closes. Rumors now trigger attacks before patches exist. A post by Anil Madhavapati, titled "Just the Rumor of a Bug is Enough to Find an Exploit These Days," articulated a structural shift in the security threat landscape that practitioners in the 113-comment HN thread described as qualitatively different from earlier eras. The traditional vulnerability lifecycle, discovery, CVE issuance, patch, attacker reverse engineering, exploit once played out over weeks to months, giving defenders a meaningful head start. What Madhavapati describes is a new dynamic in which even a vague public mention that a bug might exist in a component is sufficient to trigger automated scanning and exploit generation pipelines. The mechanism is the combination of LLM-assisted exploit development and cheap, scalable scanning infrastructure. A rough description of an attack surface fed to a capable language model can generate candidate exploit patterns that run at internet scale in parallel, without a skilled human researcher sitting at a keyboard. Open-weight models, not subject to the safety constraints of commercial APIs, have lowered the barrier further. For organizations operating on monthly patch cycles, already inadequate for critical vulnerabilities, the implication is severe. The assumption of a meaningful window between disclosure and exploitation no longer holds. The HN discussion went beyond alarm to examine what this means for responsible disclosure and bug bounty programs. One thread explored a particularly uncomfortable tension: coordinated disclosure, in which researchers give vendors private notice before going public, may itself generate a detectable signal. If the act of private communication about a vulnerability is enough for adversaries to begin probing, the entire framework of managed disclosure requires rethinking. Monzo's engineering blog offered a partial answer from the financial services domain. The UK digital bank stand-in system is designed to tolerate complete cloud outages by pre-computing enough state on a separate infrastructure layer that core banking functions, card payments, in particular, continue operating even if the primary cloud provider is entirely unavailable. The HTMX 4.0 release, drawing 680 points in 170 comments, and a 2025 update to the 12-factor app methodology, drawing 274 points in 152 comments, both arrived in the same week as expressions of a related impulse. The recognition that accumulated complexity is itself a resilience liability, and that simpler, more legible architectures are easier to. Building the system required Monzo to define precisely which customer actions are essential during an outage and which can be gracefully degraded, a triage exercise that is as much regulatory and product work as engineering. Defend and operate.